Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Crews are digging through the debris of homes and buildings in Mississippi, searching for victims of Friday night's deadly tornado. At least 26 people were killed, dozens injured, and hundreds displaced. William Barnes lives in Silver City, and he's trying to figure out what's next.
We lost everything, but we got our life. Towed the house out, towed the truck out, the car, and the other car.
President Biden has issued an emergency declaration from Mississippi. In West Reading, Pennsylvania, searchers are looking for the four people who remain unaccounted for following the explosion at a chocolate factory. One person was found alive yesterday, but Fire Chief Chad Moyer says the window of finding any more survivors is rapidly closing.
Please be assured that our primary goal is accounting for all missing individuals and reuniting them with their loved ones.
Officials say three people were killed by the blast Friday at the R.M. Palmer plant. The cause remains unclear. The Kansas Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on a key abortion case tomorrow. Rose Conlon of member station KMUW reports on the effort by the state's Republican Attorney General to roll back abortion rights after an anti-abortion ballot measure failed last year.
Kansas AG Chris Kobach is asking the state's highest court to reconsider a 2019 ruling that found the state constitution protects the right to an abortion. That decision prompted a statewide vote last year on whether to strip abortion rights from the state constitution. Voters overwhelmingly rejected that idea. A decision against abortion providers could allow the Republican-controlled state legislature to ban abortion in the future. That would have wide-reaching consequences because Kansas has become a destination for people seeking abortions from across the South and Midwest since Roe v. Wade was overturned. For NPR News, I'm Rose Conlon in Wichita.
Overseas, Ukrainian security officials are accusing Russia of making Belarus a nuclear hostage after President Putin said he would station nuclear weapons there. The BBC's Sasha Schlichter reports that the Secretary of the National Defense Council and the exiled Belarus opposition leader are voicing strong criticism.
Alexei Danilov was blunt. The deployment will make Belarus a nuclear hostage, destabilize it, and deprive it of its sovereignty. Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, the presumed winner of the 2020 presidential election, in a statement from exile, called the move unacceptable, saying it would make Belarus a potential target for retaliatory strikes. It's the first time Moscow will have stationed such arms outside its territory in three decades. When the Soviet Union collapsed, Russia dismantled most of its tactical nuclear warheads, but its current stock is still 10 times bigger than that of Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. President Biden's choice to lead the Federal Aviation Administration has withdrawn his nomination. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg confirmed the withdrawal of Philip Washington last night, calling Washington an excellent nominee and blaming partisan attacks for his decision. Washington is the CEO of Denver International Airport. Republicans were united in their opposition to his nomination. Two teams are moving to the men's Final Four in Houston after wins this weekend, as Greg Eklund reports.
Ninth-seeded Florida Atlantic is bound for the Final Four after a 79-76 win over third-seeded Kansas State. Owls coach Dusty May says his team has fired up South Florida fans, but they're not done.
We felt like this could be our moment to really captivate an area, a fan base, a student body, and I think we've exceeded that moment, but there's no reason why we wouldn't just continue to ride this wave.
In the West Regional Final, the University of Connecticut is back in the Final Four after a one-sided win over third-seeded Gonzaga, 82-54. UConn is advancing as a number four seed. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
In the women's NCAA basketball tournament, UConn lost in the round of 16 last night, breaking a long streak of Final Four appearances. Ohio State upset Connecticut 73-61 and is advancing to the Elite Eight for the first time since 1993. The tournament's top overall seed, South Carolina, advanced with a victory over UCLA. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.